The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Since it's back to school, and I know a lot of people are getting kiddos ready, or you might even already be driving, you know, to school. Can I tell you about something that actually changed my life? Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
And it's not even very expensive. They're called books. B-O-O-K-S. And I, last night, was talking to our daughter, Ava Matic. Otto, I talked to her. And I was reminding her about all of the books she loved when she was little. And I got so emotional.
Now she's in college.
I know now, but I feel
without
like...
without those books, she would not be in the place that she's at right now.
We set her up. And the same for me. Like, when I was little, I didn't have a lot, but I feel like my grandmother, my uncle really understood the importance of reading, and I would just go into this magical land every time I would read my books.
I remember the first book I got into on my own, or the first series of books that I got into on my own, was Benicula.
Oh, I love Benicula.
Yeah, well, so when I was, I don't know, third, fourth grade, I got into that, and it was like, it was an escape, and he was, you know, this innocent, cute little bunny that would suck the juice out of vegetables, but for for me, I love that.
Who remembers Benicula? Call us 877-730-DCS1.
Every kid should get the chance to read Benicula.
Right? It's such a great series.
I was one of the guys who I didn't like reading at all. It was not for me. One thing that one book I did love growing up though was the Magic School Bus book.
Oh,
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, dude, it was so funny because shout out to Miss Frizz, the science teacher. But then like the book would be cool. It would start off and like you would be like you would travel through space through the book, or you would go through like the anatomy of somebody's body and learn about that.
No, but, like, inside the Magical School Bus.
So cool.
Shout out to Magical School Bus.
I didn't have that one. My favorite. I'm trying to think of when I was really little because I started reading really young. I am going to brag a little bit. I was 3 years old when I started reading.
All right, Cat Williams.
Cat Williams
is a genius. Yes, I'm on that level. But there was one in particular that I loved. It's called The Velveteen Rabbit.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
No, of course I remember it because I read it to my daughter 100 times.
Our daughter. I bought it specifically because how much I loved it. My grandmother had my original. I don't know what happened to it. But I read that book so much that the back of it was broken. The book.
Same thing happened to ours.
Yes. I mean, I would read it constantly over and over and over again. It was a story about this little rabbit, and he wasn't real. Obviously, he's a toy. And his friend, the skin horse, who was a much older, wiser toy, told him, if you're loved enough, you'll be real. I mean, I would just think, and I would always find something new every day. But I really feel like that has contributed to my success because I don't have a formal education, but I love reading. Every single day, Otto and I will talk about something we read, an article, a book, or something that we're engaging in. And we need to help kids develop the love of reading. It's not something you're born with. You learn to love to read. Well, and without books, you can't get there.
You can't.
And so the moral of the story is here, don't put a tablet in your kids' hands when they're in the back seat. Give him a book. Okay, just a little PSA this morning. Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
It is National Make Your Bed Day.
I don't know if this is true or not, but my grandmother used to say, if you don't make your bed, your life will be chaotic. And that people that make their beds make more money. I'm waiting for the money, but I will say we started making our bed and I feel better about it, right?
I do feel better about it. I did see a study the other day that if your bed's not made and your house is messy, that means your life is going to be chaotic.
I think your grandma's theory helped hold some weight. Nana knew what she was talking about.
Yeah. Hey, we'll wrap it up on National School Pitcher Day. Oh, man. I always remember the one time I stole my cousin's, Pompeii stuff called Thres Flotis.
Thres Flotis.
All in my third grade photo, all in my head.
You had that greasy look, didn't you?
Oh, it was bad.
My fifth grade picture, I killed that one. I had a jean jacket on with like a dinosaur t-shirt.
Oh, look at you with a dino.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so earlier I asked the question, who's the gossiper in your family? Is gossiping toxic? Is it you? Ask for phone calls. You're welcome to weigh in. 877-730-DCS1. You can also text that phone number. And the reason I asked the question is, according to the University of California, romance and gossiping equal a long relationship and a better chance of staying together.
So the people that talk ish together are the people that stay together?
Oh.
Otto, it's not necessarily that kind of talk. So gossiping just means, I looked up the definition, talking about other people. It does not necessarily mean in a malicious way. Spilling tea doesn't mean you have to spill it all over the place. Maybe I don't know, Otto, maybe my mom had something happen and I tell you, oh, guess what happened to my mom? And then we just start talking about
it. That's just conversation though. Or is our life just so full of gossip that I just think every conversation.
Pretty much. That's exactly it, Otto. That's exactly it. Yeah. And I hear you talking to your brothers or one brother and one sister. And maybe it's about another person in the family. I do the same thing.
Notice that's not me who's saying it. It's always them telling me about them.
I think that's another tier of gossiping in itself, right? Because we're talking about like when two partners gossip to each other.
Yes,
I'm perpetually single, and I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this topic, right, and this research study from the outside looking in.
Okay,
and I do have mixed feelings about it because as a person who's oftentimes the third wheel or the fifth wheel,
right.
I hate when I have a friend who I'm like, oh, no matter what, the moment I tell him, he's gonna go tell his girl. That's the worst.
I'm that guy.
Otto is that guy. He will tell me everything. If you're telling him
I tell Dana 90%.
Yeah, there's like 90. That's a good percentage of 90. Stuff. There's stuff that Automatic hasn't told you yet. But.
There's certain things. Well, what? No, I want to know.
No, you better tell me.
There's some things that Anthony has confided in me that I cannot let you know.
You know, honestly, I don't want to know. I think that's good.
You don't want to know.
No, I don't. I want to know that my husband can keep a secret. I want to know that Otto can keep a secret. Recently, this is a little more serious. I'm gonna move away from it quick. We had some issues in my family, and my mom called me very concerned. We were at a back to school giveaway, and I said, oh my gosh, my mom's texting me. I need to go talk to her. And Otto says, should I go with you? We go to the corner because there's literally 20,000 people there. And then I call her, and she starts telling me something. I said, I already knew that.
She just called her to gossip.
No, she asked me what to do about it.
It was a serious situation.
And then Otto didn't even know about it either. He's like, wait a minute, what? Because I hadn't told him. And I said, it's a very, I don't want to be talking about this to everybody. And then he said, but it's me. And I said, I know. There's just some things, though, that don't deserve to be spread around. Becky just sent us a text message, and she said, my husband is like Otto. He accidentally spills the family tea. See? You don't
mean
to.
When do I accidentally spill the family tea? I mean, we get paid to come over here and gossip. So, I mean,
that's different.
Is it not? It's not an accident.
Sometimes we will be here and you will say things you don't mean to. You know what I mean. You just say things and you're not supposed to.
I'm opinionated. I don't think I'm there a gossiper.
Yeah, dude. And I think Automatic is also a little bit of a loose cannon. That's what I was going to say. And he's a truth teller.
There we go.
Andy's a truth teller.
And if I have like a problem with somebody or somebody like is gossiping or doing something, I will go talk to them. I will confront them. Family, friend.
That's true. That's true.
Dana
and that Facebook commenter should be counting your blessings because you could be on the opposite end like the rest of us.
No, Becky, text me.
Shout out to Becky. But I'm like on the other side of it because when me and my ex, my friend Austin broke up with his girl at the time, and she was asking me a million questions like, oh my God, what happened? When did they do this? Why did he text her? And all I had for her was, I don't know.
You knew, didn't you?
No, I didn't know anything because I didn't ask. So she got frustrated with that. So you don't want a non-gossiping guy. That's what I am.
Yeah, I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know. Otto and I love to sit there and we have our conversations. And according to the study, the reason that these relationships last longer is because you see your person as also, not only your lover, your friend.
Oh.
Because you're sharing these moments with them. You're a friend. You can talk to them. You're not just sitting there in silence staring at each other.
We just judge people together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so there's this new trend. It's free daycare at the tattoo shop. Mom and dad can pull up and get matching ink or whatever they're trying to do.
That's perfect for millennial moms.
Take your kiddos with you. They have a daycare on site where all the kids can play and color and watch movies and games. It's happening all over the country. Now, I don't have any ink, but all my girlfriends have a lot of tattoos or little tattoos, whatever. And most of them have always had to take their kids somewhere to get watched, right? This is brilliant. Brilliant.
Shout out to
it. Yes.
Yeah, dude, why not? Well, you don't like it or what?
What are you talking about, Otto?
I just don't think I want my kid hanging out at the tattoo shop. Every tattoo shop that I've ever gone to is usually a little seedy.
Well, I don't.
Well, I think
I'm just saying I would like I would.
You don't even have tattoos.
Yeah.
How many tattoo shops have you hung out at, DJ
I've
Automatic?
Been to a lot of tattoo shops. I have friends that are tattoo artists.
Well, it sounds like you're doing CD activities at these tattoo shops.
I'm just saying that. my friends that work at tattoo shops are into some seedy activity.
What?
I know a lot of
not to generalize, but
I know a lot of very sterile and clean tattoo artists who are also amazing parents.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. So
that just hasn't been my experience.
I think this trend needs to be around the country more. As a person who does stand-up comedy shows and always constantly battling the argument of trying to get my friends to come to shows, and they hit me with, "Oh man, we ain't got a babysitter. Oh man, we ain't
daycare
got this.
At the comedy show.
Daycare at the comedy show. A little BY.
Next, we're gonna have daycare at the club.
Might as well.
Why not? Why wouldn't
Can you imagine?
Hold on. Why not?
Bottle service and daycare at the same time.
Double bottle service.
It would be so good, no, to do it at a sports bar, do it at a lounge. I'm being real. And if you do that, though, you have to Uber or Lyft home.
Okay.
Right? It'd be good for business to offer that kind of thing. I can't believe I'm going to say this because I feel like I'm being kind of judgmental, like you just wore a DJ Automatic, but we were out the other night, walked across the street to some bar, and there were some parents there with their kids, several parents there with their kids. One of them was a brand new baby on her hip, and they were taking shots, and the kids were running around.
It was 11:30 at night. Yeah. I was judging them.
We're not supposed to judge.
I was
Automatic.
Judging. You go ahead and not judge.
But the parents were drinking, like, I'm talking, and the kids were just everywhere, yeah, all over the place.
It doesn't get weird until it's like 3 a.m. and the baby's still out.
It was weird.
I've hung out at, like, I remember growing up, falling asleep at parties and then waking up and being like, can we go home yet? And they're still sitting
house
at the
parties
table.
And quinces and dances.
Yeah. Not at the
Anthony,
bar.
Not at the bar.
Well, times have changed. All right. Times have changed.
Anyway.
Do you know where else they need one? Just because it's top of mind? Movie theater. That's where
that's a great idea.
That way I don't have to listen to your kids and I can actually enjoy the movie.
No, because if we go to kids' movies, kids are allowed to cry.
But I'm talking about like an adult movie that the kids don't want to see anyways, or maybe they could like set it up where they have like the kid theater and then there's the adult theater.
Like church?
Yeah, kind of like they do at church.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The new Bachelorette has been revealed. I don't watch a Bachelorette. I will be this season. Stand by for who she is after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Ludacris and Taraji P. Henson celebrating their birthday.
Oh, two big birthdays.
Mm-hmm. Luda!
So this is season 22 of The Bachelorette. And the star is going to be Taylor Frankie Paul. Now, you'll know her from TikTok. You're on TikTok? She's huge on there. Also from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. She has two children already. This is
Didn't this woman have
departure.
A very messy life already?
Oh, there was some swinging and all kinds of things going on.
That's what she got famous for, though, right?
No, she well, not that.
The TV show. And
just
then, yeah.
Her life. Just the whole secret life of Mormon wives. But here's the thing. This is a departure from The Bachelor, Rhett, and The Bachelor. Because usually they'll take someone from the show that somebody liked and came in second. Oh, they're going for ratings this time because I am going to watch this show because she does not hold back.
The messier the better for you, huh?
Not only that, she's kind of an honest person. It takes me back to when the Kardashian show used to be good. When they first came out, and I'm talking season after season for a very long time, the part of the love affair with the Kardashians was their messiness. What I call life. If you follow most of our families around with a camera, there's some crazy stuff going on. People talking smack about each other, you know, whatever is going on. And then everybody comes together at the end of the day and loves one another. That's what I'm foreseeing with this Bachelorette. How much editing will they do? Will they allow her to be more of herself? And more importantly, is she going to find love?
That's Have they question. Ever brought somebody that had been married before onto the show?
I don't know because I never watched. I just told you. I don't think so, though, right?
Speaking of editing, I'm wondering, I think, because, you know, they have a TikTok star on there. They're going to get more into the, like, clip culture of the way we're consuming content now because ain't nobody got no 3 hours to watch The Bachelor anymore. Especially after Love Island.
I will tell you, The Bachelorette, The Bachelor, Dancing with the Stars, they're doing a lot more of that. I was watching Dancing with the Stars. They're taking, like, tiny clips of stuff and I'll be honest, it's making me want to watch more. The VMAs were just on CBS. They took that approach on regular TV. They had more viewership than they've had for the VMAs in over a decade.
With Saturday Night Live, I think they averaged like 4.5 million viewers. And then
jeez.
When they clip up the content, though, that's when they get the tens of millions of views on their content.
People go back and watch, right? Oh, I want to see it. Yeah,
I don't have 2 hours to sit around and watch TV, so give me the highlights.
Give me the highlights, and then you can watch it on demand if it gets you, right? And we have an on-demand place you can listen to us, too. It's called The Dana Cortez Show Podcast. Listen whenever you want, wherever you stream podcasts. Now that I've told you who's going to be on The Bachelorette. Miss Taylor Frankie Paul, will you probably be watching this season? 877-730-DCS1, call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, I've done some stupid things at work, but I don't think anybody can top this. Harris County deputy accused of driving 130 miles per hour drunk in uniform.
What?
Woo!
Damn, I hope they make an example out of him.
Yeah, I think he's going to get off.
Oh, that's
nobody
crazy.
Was hurt.
How is he? No, he's not going to get off. Hurt. Come on now. There's video of him walking, trying to walk a line.
He was in uniform, too. He's going to get a DUI and then going 130, bro. That's like.
So he was working at some place called Moe's Place. And he was working as off-duty security. And they were serving him drinks, so Moe's Place
is
going to get
him. Yeah, they're getting in trouble, too. Everybody's under investigation.
It's not a Moe's Place. That sounds fun.
It's obviously a place that gives you a good, stiff drink.
Mm-hmm.
But that you can't overserve. My mom owned a bar for years. TABC.
They don't play.
They do not play around. They're going to come in and find out. But I don't know if they would have come in and found out. They only found out because
the guy was driving 130 miles per hour, and somebody else reported him. I guess he was also there with a new officer. Her name was Ariana Martinez.
Oh, she's in trouble, too.
Yeah, and she wasn't even, like, fully on the crew. She she was part of the academy.
But there's one thing I love to do. It's snitch on bad police. This is a really bad situation. I know if this was like a regular person, oh my God, you'd be facing felony charges.
Oh, you would. And of course, all of us are, if something goes down, we're calling police. But if something like this goes down, I'm going to call the police on the police. What's the dumbest thing you've ever done at work?
When I was in college, I used to work at Enterprise Car Rental, and I was a car prep. And at the time,
Anthony, is that that you clean the cars?
Yeah, you clean the cars, okay, and then you get them ready for whenever people come and pick them up and all that stuff. And we had a gas card, so me and probably five other employees. I wasn't the head of the scheme,
head of the ring.
But we had a nice little gas card ring going on.
Oh,
and then I was like,
"Yo, if you want to admit to that?"
It's been over like 7 years, and then I was like,
"Statue of limitations."
Yeah, I was like, "Dude, I don't know if we should keep doing this." And then I saw my manager do it.
Oh.
And I was like, well, okay. If he's doing it.
If
heads start rolling, this is only like a part-time thing for me.
Yeah.
So if heads start rolling, you know what? Let it be. And they hit us with we're going to audit the building.
No.
Everybody quit. that was that.
The worst thing I've ever done, I used to work at this, it's a convenience store called Allsup's. No way I can describe it as like 7-Eleven or Circle K or something like that.
Classic.
It's in West Texas and in New Mexico. And they serve these burritos. They are world famous. Just Google Allsup's chimichanga.
Chimmies.
They've got merch and everything. So good.
By world, you mean West Texas and New Mexico.
You know, Anthony?
But
you
basically like 3 million live. People. So there's more people that live inside the loop.
There's 8,000 people in Pecos, Texas, where I work the overnight shift at Allsup's. So my managers were constantly late. You just talked about managers. So I was thinking, well, if they're not going to be here, I've been here since 10 p.m. It is 10 a.m. I'm going to eat as many chimichangas as I want, and I'm not going to report it.
And they're going to be delicious.
And I used to eat like 3 chimichangas every morning, and I never paid for them.
That's nothing. You guys are boring. Okay,
prayers for your intestines.
When I was 15, I used to work as a valet for private parties, and these private were super high-end parties, and they would come in like Ferraris and Rolls Royces.
What does a Rolls Royce cost?
Probably $400,000.
I don't even know. That's how much it is.
My 15-year-old self, without a driver's license, would take those cars joyriding while the people were inside the party.
Ooh.
I'll say this. Unlike this cop, I never got caught.
And they paid you to do this?
I would get a tip after.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess
I would be driving around downtown Santa Fe in a Bentley or a Rolls Royce or something
Santa
crazy.
Santa Fe, New Mexico, not Santa Fe, Texas.
I don't think they have those in Santa Fe, Texas.
That would have made the story way better.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something fancy is coming to your local gas station. Otto will give us the decent food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Hey, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the gas station banana.
Hard to believe that it's been 24 years since 9/11 happened. That was the first and only attack on the continental U.S. from a foreign group. And it really changed the United States forever. I want you to Google it today, talk about it today, and remember, never forget. All right, Otto, what do we have for food news?
Guy Fieri is bringing Flavortown to Circle K.
No way.
And he's got 11 different things he's putting on the menu at Circle K. I'm not going to read all of them because they are kind of crazy, because that's what he does.
That's what he does.
He's got a cheeseburger burrito. It sounded kind of good, right?
It does. I'm not going to lie.
He has another thing called Sweet Heat, which is a chicken waffle Sammy that has jalapeno and maple in it.
That sounds good, too.
And then the one that really got me was the mac and cheeseburger.
You are such a mac and cheese guy.
I mean, he's got desserts. He's got these potato tots that have jalapenos in them. He's got a lot of different stuff going on.
When you talked about the hamburger or the cheeseburger burrito, I thought about this. I don't know what it was called, but when we were little, we used to go to this little hole in the wall in Pecos, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they would serve hamburger tacos.
Oh.
And they would slap the meat on the corn tortilla and fry it. I don't know what they did to that thing, but it was so good. My mouth is watering right now. What was this place called? I had to call my mom.
Wasn't called Flavortown.
It was not. I think it was called Dairy Mart. I don't know. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
First and foremost, shout out to Guy for being a Raiders fan. And then we'll keep it pushing with National School Pitcher Day.
Hey!
I just keep going back to the Raider fan thing, you know?
Yeah, he's a Raider fan, bro. He's one of the best Raider fans we've
had. That explains a lot.
He's also a Suns fan. He comes to a lot of the games.
Hey, gotta love him, dude. He's a good guy.
Okay, anyway, what was it again? School Picture Day?
Picture Day.
I never liked my school pictures. Nope, I was a tomboy. I wasn't the pretty school picture girl. One picture, I swear, I just had my mouth open. I swear, I looked like Napoleon Dynamite.
You remember the laser lights in the back?
Oh, you know I do.
And then there was the one where we had like the straw chair that you sat in.
Remember the double picture?
Oh my God, yes, dude.
The side profile. You forgot, Adam. You left that. What else did
and
you
we'll next? Wrap it up on National Make Your Bed Day. If you haven't made it, you have tomorrow to do it. But apparently, it helps you be more productive in life, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just that.
I believe that. I feel like if you start your day out with a productive thing, you're going to continue it.
How about you go home, though? And your house just looks better. You feel better. You have this clean area. Wash your sheets once a week. Make your bed every day. Otto gets mad at me when I want to wash the sheets every week. Okay. Like it's a bad thing.
I'm not against washing of the sheets, but Dana wants to do it on Sunday night when I'm ready to go to bed.
Or she's, Saturday.
No.
I never wash sheets
I'm like
Sunday
dead
night.
Tired. She's like, we got to put the sheets on. I'm like, why did you even wash them? It's not, you just washed them.
It's not the washing of the sheets. It's the putting back on of the sheets.
Oh,
that is tough.
Oh, but crawling into that clean bed, Anthony.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? How often do you wash your sheets? 877-730-DCS1. Am I crazy to want to do it once a week? Call
when
or
I lived
text.
Alone, I did not do it once a week.
That's why I never spent the night with you. All right, call and text. Let's talk about it another day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.